The vicious nature of the lead-up and the fight itself was concocted by the two boxers. He went on to win on March the 29th, 1966, against George Chuvalo for the WBC World Heavyweight title. This was a unanimous decision win in 15 rounds. May the 21st, 1966, he fought Henry Cooper in London for the WBC World Heavyweight title. He won this in a knockout in the 6th round. In August the 6th, 1966, he fought Brian London for the WBC World Heavyweight title. He won by a knockout in the 3rd round. On September the 10th, 1966, he fought Karl Mühlenberger in Germany for the WBC World Heavyweight title. He won by a knockout in the 12th round. November the 14th, 1966, he fought Cleveland Williams in Houston, Texas for the WBC World Heavyweight title, and he won in the 3rd round. On February the 6th, 1967, he fought for the WBC World Heavyweight title against Ernie Terrell. He won that by a unanimous decision in the 15th round. In March 22nd, 1967, he fought Zora Folli in New York for the WBC World Heavyweight title, and he won that in the 7th round by a knockout. December the 7th, 1970, he fought Oscar Bonova for the NABF Heavyweight title. He won that by a knockout in the 15th round. Then one of the most famous fights in history took place on March the 8th, 1970. One of the most famous fights in history took place on March the 8th, 1971, against Joe Frazier. He lost this on a unanimous decision as the fight went 15 rounds in New York. Madison Square Garden was the venue as Ali finally took on Joe Frazier for the title he never lost. With an estimated 300 million people watching, the pair went the distance in one of the greatest matches of all time, but it was Frazier who came through, handing Muhammad Ali his first professional defeat in his 32nd match. Muhammad Ali then fought for the title on... He fought for the title against... Then on October the 30th, 1974, he fought George Foreman in Kinshasa, Zaire for the WBC Heavyweight and WBA World Heavyweight title. He won this in the 8th round. Having vacated the NABF title, Ali was free to face Foreman in Rumble in the Jungle. Foreman rocked Ali with some fierce blows, but Ali's speed was too much for his opponent, and he was able to knock the larger Foreman to the mat in the 8th, 7 years after being stripped of his belts. Ali was back at the top. March the 24th, 1975, Chuck Wepner was his opponent for the WBC Heavyweight and WBA World Heavyweight title. Muhammad Ali won that on a technical knockout in the 15th round. Ali's first defense would come against Chuck Wepner, the inspiration for Sylvester Stallone's blockbuster Rocky. Wepner knocked the new champ down in the 9th, but Ali replied with a series of ferocious blows to the face in the 15th. Joe Frazier, on October the 1st, 1975, was his opponent in the Philippines for the WBC Heavyweight and WBA World Heavyweight title. He won this in the technical knockout in the 14th round. Ali took on his old adversary for the 3rd and final time in the Thriller in Manila. The pair faced off in the morning to accommodate a global TV audience and traded blows almost equally right through to the 10th. Frazier then began to tire and Ali took advantage. Ali collapsed to his knees following the win. Both men having given their all. Then he fought again for several more years, and then he came up against Ken Norton on September the 28th, 1976, for the WBC Heavyweight and WBA World Heavyweight title. With one win apiece, the match at the Yankee Stadium in New York was highly anticipated. Norton showed he had the measure of Ali, the judges scoring the bout evenly heading into the 15th. Critics were quick to declare that the greatest was on his way out. Then he fought Leon Sphinx on February the 15th, 1978. He had a couple of fights in between that as well, Muhammad Ali. So February the 15th, 1978, he fought Leon Sphinx in Las Vegas for the WBC heavyweight title and the WBA world heavyweight title. Unfortunately, Muhammad Ali lost on a split decision after the fight went all 15 rounds. This was one of the biggest upsets in boxing history in only Sphinx's eighth professional fight. Ali was using the ropes to coast along, but his 24-year-old opponent didn't tire. Sphinx is the only man to take a title from Ali in the ring. September the 15th, 1978, Leon Sphinx rematch with Muhammad Ali in New Orleans. This time, Muhammad Ali won the WBA World Heavyweight on a unanimous decision as this fight was over 15 rounds. Muhammad Ali, now back in physical shape 7 months on, reclaimed the WBA belt in September by unanimous decision, having made history by winning the heavyweight crown on three separate occasions. Muhammad Ali did retire after this fight, but he came back on October the 2nd, 1980, lost to Larry Holmes for the WBC heavyweight title, and also lost his final professional fight on December the 11th, 1981, against Trevor Burbick in Bahamas. So I hope you enjoyed this tribute to Muhammad Ali, and inshallah ta'ala, I'll bring you future programs as well. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.